Podcast Episode 1, The Future of Humanity, Stars and Cells, Series, Shared Pearls of Wisdom Podcast.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to the Shared Pearls of Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Alistair, and today we are looking forward, far forward. We're stepping out of the present day to ask a rather daunting question. What exactly does the next century hold for humanity? To help me navigate this rather massive topic, I'm thrilled to be joined by Dr. Eleanor Vance, a futurist and senior researcher in bioethics. Eleanor, an absolute pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Alistair. It's brilliant to be here. I must warn you, looking into the future usually leaves us with more questions than answers.
I wouldn't expect anything less. Let's dive straight in, shall we? When we talk about the future, the conversation almost inevitably turns to space. Mars colonies, lunar bases. Are we genuinely on the brink of becoming a multiplanetary species, or is this just science fiction dressing up as science fact?
Oh, it's certainly becoming science fact, and at a staggering pace. We are looking at a permanent human presence on the moon within the next decade, acting as a stepping stone. But Mars. Mars is the ultimate prize. The technological hurdles are immense, of course. We have to figure out how to shield astronauts from cosmic radiation and how to grow food in utterly barren soil. But frankly, Alistair, the engineering isn't the hardest part.
Really? What is, then?
The psychology. Imagine looking up into the night sky and knowing you can never go home. The psychological resilience required to live in a sealed tin can, millions of miles from Earth, is unprecedented. We are going to have to select and train a completely new breed of pioneer.
That's a fascinating point. It's not just about rockets, it's about the human mind. But speaking of the human body, let's bring our focus back down to Earth and scale it right down to the microscopic level. Biotechnology. The last 10 years have seen leaps in gene editing, specifically with tools like CRISPR. Where is this taking us in the next century?
This is where things get incredibly exciting, but also incredibly tricky. We are moving away from treating diseases after they happen, and moving towards bespoke medicine. Essentially, we will be able to rewrite our own genetic code to eliminate hereditary diseases, like cystic fibrosis or Huntington's, before a child is even born.
Which sounds entirely positive. Eradicating disease is surely the ultimate goal of medicine.
Absolutely, it is. But here is the ethical minefield. Once we open the door to editing the human genome for health, how do we stop the slide into editing for enhancement? We could be looking at a future where parents pay to enhance their child's intelligence, their physical strength, or even their lifespan.
Ah, I see. A sort of biological arms race.
Spot on. And that raises a terrifying prospect regarding inequality. If only the wealthiest in society can afford these genetic upgrades, we aren't just looking at a financial divide anymore. We would be looking at a biological divide. A literal two-tier human race.
It's a sobering thought, isn't it? We have the capacity to touch the stars and rewrite our own DNA, yet we are still grappling with the same fundamental flaws: greed, inequality, and power.
Quite right. The technology is evolving exponentially, but human wisdom evolves linearly. Our challenge for the next century isn't just inventing new tools. It's ensuring we have the maturity to wield them responsibly.
A profound thought to leave us on. Dr. Eleanor Vance, thank you so much for shedding some light on what is, quite frankly, a thrilling yet terrifying horizon.
My pleasure, Alistair. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to our premium subscribers for tuning in. Remember to check the show notes for a vocabulary breakdown of today's episode. Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and goodbye for now.